I think that morning's press conference, we were joined by most of the members of the Bexar County legislative delegation, including Senator Udesa and myself, our county judge, Nelson Wolf, and our district clerk, Margaret Montemayor. We were dismayed and very concerned to learn of the financial problems that came to light at the Bexar County Democratic Party. The main thing that we really wanted to let folks in Bexar County know is that the primaries that will be held in March of 2010 will be held properly. They will be administered by the Bexar County officials, and that as Democratic officials, we were pledging that the duties of the Bexar County Democratic Party would be carried out as prescribed by any statutes, and that those duties would be performed. The third thing that we wanted to reiterate was that all the money that is due any of the vendors, including the Bexar County itself, those monies will be paid back as soon as possible. And we were pledging that we would make sure that we would raise that money to pay the county back. And probably fourth, but most important, that the actions of one individual or a few do not reflect the values of the majority and the core values of the Bexar County Democratic Party or of any of the elected officials. We know that with a full investigation, full disclosure, we can get this behind us, pay up that debt, and beginning next year, I think we're going to have some outstanding candidates that we'll have filed.
And you kind of already went over this, but you don't see this being a problem with the March primaries or fielding competitive races coming into next November?
I believe that the county has already indicated they had a meeting with the interim party chair, Mr. Roberto Flores. As soon as he receives any funds from the Secretary of State for the 2010 elections, he will go immediately to Bexar County and give them the whole amount of the check. And then I think it's Bexar County said they would probably cut back a check to the party for around $50,000 or less than that for administrative costs. I think as soon as this debt is paid, I think there ceases to be a story. I mean, let's face it, in today's world, even the most cautious of investors can get duped. I mean, think about Bernie Madoff.
I wanted to kind of get your take on the possibility. Have you heard much about whether Linda Chavez Thompson might go ahead and jump into this race for lieutenant governor?
I visited with her shortly. I saw her in an event, and she said she was considering. But I don't know. I haven't spoken with Linda in the past week or so.
Do you have any concerns about the fact that at the moment there doesn't appear to be a very racially diverse Democratic ticket right now for the statewide races?
Well, I don't know that we've seen everybody that's going to file. So at this point, I know that there's a lot of geographical differences. Certainly with Hank Gilbert and Bill White, and their experiences are very different, but they're both outstanding Texans. But I really haven't heard about a whole lot of other folks. I think we're going to have a strong ticket. Particularly, I'm excited about the governor's race.
And as the ticket's being filled out, and we've just got a week and a half left to go to file. Any changes in your mind about whether or not you might run for something this year?
No, I'm not on the ballot until 2012, and I am going to remain, in God willing, in the Texas Senate. So while I'll be active, it will be for other candidates and not myself.